Hello, Pedro.
Who do you think you are?
That's quite the hustle.
Another lovely episode.
Yes, 246, CJ in the living room, Kinsey in the living room.
Woo! Chilling. It's a complicated spectrum.
And, it really is.
And we're live. Are we live? Is it working?
It appears to be working.
It appears to be working, everybody. For the first time ever, wow, on this couch in my living room.
Live on the YouTubes. We're live on the YouTubes.
The couch I was dry humped on many a year ago, and now look at us. It's in my own living room.
You got her pregnant dry humping?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's how fertile he is.
That'd be so sad.
That's how fertile you are, dude. What are you talking about?
And to my right?
Oh, sorry, guys. I'm Pedro. You're going to have to bear with me on this one, dude. Pedro. Yeah, I'm pain pill Pedro right now, dude. I'm on 50 millis of Tramadol, baby. Let's go. Trump got fucking guilty. That's crazy, huh?
Did he?
Sexual assault, dude, to that one lady.
He was found not guilty.
No, he was guilty, dude.
No, he was found guilty of defamation. He was found.
They defecated on her?
that's what I was thinking.
Dude, all this misinformation. Anyway, who are you?
What's up? I'm Chris James. Follow me on Instagram at CJ Talks Funny for art and other stuff and whatnot. So, anyways,
that's nice.
Yeah, you know one thing.
What?
I just want to say, I always loved grandma's cookies.
Oh, I love grandma's cookies too, dude.
Until she found GILF porn, and then they had to be deleted.
Oh.
I don't get it, though.
Cookies
in
are...
In the studio today. Kinsey.
So cookies back are again. Also a thing on the internet that you... that. It's like a trail.
Like gigabytes.
It's the yes. That's also a thing
on the internet.
Technology.
Regarding technology, yes. Yeah, cookies, you know, like you have to agree to them, and it's like a trail of what you've done on the internet, basically.
And he found his grandma's porn.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why she had to delete them.
Yeah.
I get it.
Nice.
She got it.
But you used to like the cookies? Mm-hmm. So I don't get it.
She changed her recipe.
Yeah.
She got older and she started looking at different things.
She got horny when the dementia kicked in.
Oh, yeah.
That usually tends to happen. It's dementia, horniness right afterwards.
That is true. You probably do start looking at different porn.
I think it's a side effect of dementia, dude.
Also, retardation. Retardation, horniness.
Whoa. They are pretty horny.
True, though. Yeah.
They're horny people.
Oh, those guys are always down to DTF, dude.
Boom. Boom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They're always downs to fuck.
King Crested.
It's like,
oh, okay. Well, what a week, everybody.
What a week. Let's just get right into it.
Yeah. You want to tell us what happened on your Cinco de Mayo there, Pedro?
Oh, Cinco de Mayo got a little wild for me, dude. So I started having these stomach issues on Thursday night.
Not sexy.
He thought it was from the butt plug, but...
Ooh.
Yeah, because usually, I mean, we've been able to get it out before it got stuck this time.
Exactly.
So, no, I had some lower abdominal issues, and I wasn't able to pass gas or use the restroom, and... I slept it off. I thought I was going to be all right. You know, Friday morning I woke up, the pain had subsided a little bit, but it was still there. Mm-hmm. It was persistent. So, you know, I went to work like any old Mexican would. Boom. And then Friday evening, the pain was still there. And I was like, all right, this isn't just gas or bloatiness. You know, this is probably something else. And I went in.
It's serious.
Yeah, I went into the ER and I waited about 4 hours, got in there, CT scan, blood work, all the, you know, works.
Get CT.
I have CT scans, yeah. And I had appendicitis, dude.
Mm.
And that was Friday night. And then I spent the night at the hospital there. And Saturday morning.
Did you spend the night?
Yeah, I spent the night there.
Was it lonely?
It was scary. I was kind of like the best sleep I've ever gotten, actually, away from my
shout
family.
Shout out to his family.
Saturday morning, 11 a.m., had the surgery. I went 24 hours without eating anything, dude.
That's a long time.
That's a long ass time. I was starving. I was so hungry.
I couldn't do it.
I was super hungry, dude.
To silence your phone.
What are you doing? Come on, lady.
And I'm pretty sure you took like 3 or 4 hits out of this, too. The disrespect.
Hit it. Okay, it's hard. It's hard to hit it. I couldn't. Okay.
Yeah, those aren't, for some reason, easy to hit.
Well, maybe you just suck at sucking, dude.
She doesn't. Yeah. I can tell you that. Oh, cute.
But, so operation, and then that was like a 30-minute procedure. Took that bad boy out, dude, that little infected appendectomy. And I'm not smoking.
Did you ask to keep your appendix or no?
Huh?
Did you ask to keep it?
Did you make it like dehydrate and take little pills of it?
It's supposed to help. I think that's it, right?
Yeah. You make a little oil.
Yeah, little pills, little capsules. Tincture. Tincture of it.
There we go.
Are you not smoking because of the pills?
Yeah. Because you're a F-A.
G-G-O-T.
Yeah, but then I just got to go home around 8 p.m. that night.
Are you sad about going home?
What'd you eat for the first time?
I was on a clear diet because you can't eat like...
Clear diet, like, whoa. So...
I had...
You're going to have to explain only what clear that means. Stuff.
Yeah. Only clear stuff.
Only clear liquid.
So it's like nothing.
Yeah, I'm like, what is clear? That's food.
Pretend food?
Yeah, but just like water, like liquids, right?
Beef broth, yeah, chicken broth.
Get your feet down for the viewers on the internet, dude. You can't Jello. Just get your feet.
You can't just give it away for free.
We can censor them. We can censor
them. Censor them. Yeah. Big
black, subscribe to the Patreon if you want the feet. Them.
Yeah, yeah. There's a paywall for it.
Put a little Asian feet over the top.
Yeah, so I had that for the first time, dude.
Sounds like a queer diet to me.
It does. So what did you eat? What was the first clear
thing? Beef broth. That's what he said.
Oh, did you say?
Boom.
Okay, beef broth and gelatin. I had that's gelatin terrible. In a long
gelatin?
Time, dude.
What kind of
gelatin? Not
all
Jello.
Sounds gross.
It was orange.
But you call it gelatin or was it Jello?
Well, yeah, no, because Jello is a shitty brand. Same They're thing. Not bringing that shit into it.
Okay, no, I was just confused.
And you know what gelatin is made out of?
Hoofs.
Pig fat. Yeah, I thought something.
Those horse hoofs.
Something.
It's bone.
Yeah.
Bone marrow.
Yeah. So I had bone broth and then I had bone gelatin.
Then that's did you good. Get a boner?
Oh. Yeah. So that was the first thing I ate.
That's terrible.
They watched me for like 6 hours and they sent me home.
Damn.
Did a lot of walking. I walked the building like 4 times.
Are you still on a clear diet?
No. I'm all good. That night before, she wanted me to eat a little bit.
For pussy.
No.
Wow.
Sorry.
Something with more substance.
Oh, yeah. So,
yes. So I,
oh, yeah. She has an insubstantial pussy. That's true.
And so I ate that and I was able to keep it down. She no nausea, no vomiting. So they sent me home, dude.
And now have you eaten since then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've eaten everything. Whoa. Once I left the hospital, I had like a focaccia from Zips.
You went straight to Zips. That's a good idea.
No. My wife has leftovers.
So she went to Zips celebrating that you were in the hospital.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Right. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a very eventful weekend. And then just recovery has been fucking kind of lame because I've just been sitting at home, you know, no work, no play.
It's hard, dude.
It sucks, huh? Yeah, because you got the similar procedure.
No work, no play makes you jack off a dull boy.
You guys jack off a lot?
It makes me jack off all day.
Let's hear about it.
No, I haven't. I haven't touched my wiener. The doctor hasn't given me the go-ahead on it.
You have to
I know that's
be,
true. They have to give you the go-ahead.
Even jacking off, though, I thought it was just sex.
I don't know. Same thing, right?
No.
No?
Damn, dude. That explains your sex life.
My wife just watches me jerk off. It's like, oh, that's sex.
That's good, right? Feels just as good, doesn't it?
All set.
That's what I'd be like sometimes. I'm like, you did it.
True.
We're good.
Yeah. I've heard this from many women.
What?
That sometimes if they're not into it, they're like, you just take care of it. I'll just sit here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, use that.
I'm sure you've heard that from
Louis C.K.
women.
Maybe.
Well, I just had this conversation recently.
Whoa, with who? A cam girl?
With a cam. With my girlfriend, okay? $19.95 a month. I can get a girlfriend.
That's pretty
long
cheap.
Distance. I know.
That's way cheaper than having a wife or an actual girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
Suckers. The macaroni and cheese and chips alone.
To that.
And now the Simply Peaches, now that she can drink again. I mean, this.
Yeah, but
you're, tequila too. Ooh.
True.
Your boy is on those painkillers, so feeling A-okay, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got a lot, too.
Yeah, I got like 20.
Yeah, we snorted a couple before the show.
It is a lot.
Speaking of painkillers.
Don't bring your mom into this, dude.
Oh, come on, dude. Hey.
I don't know. That wasn't even a good one.
It wasn't.
You just said my mom's addicted to painkillers, dude. It's not a funny joke.
Yeah. She's addicted to black cock. Sorry.
King Chris
Thank you.
From the New York Post. Widow who wrote grief book after husband died.
Oh, she was accused of
charged with murder, dude.
Right, who? What happened?
It was this author, right? She wrote a book about like dealing with grief and shit like that. Uh-huh. And then they found out that she killed her husband.
Her book, Are You With Me, shows a representation of her kid.
Looks like a D Y K
E
G G O
T.
Thank God.
Her book, Are You With Me, shows a representation of her child playing soccer while her deceased husband cheers overhead with a halo.
Is it a children's book?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. But about grief, explaining it to children?
Yeah, lying to the children that
yeah, exactly.
Father's
like,
still
well,
in
it's
the
not
clouds.
Grief if I murdered him.
And then I dismembered your father's body and
put
stuck
him in
the freezer. Yeah.
His bones will be in our backyard for years.
His bones are going to be gelatin.
True.
Yeah,
be gelatin.
True, huh? That's crazy, though.
How'd she get caught?
It's usually those people, though, dude. It's
I know,
usually
that are like,
the.
Ah,
yeah, yeah.
I'm so
like,
sad.
Like, what's the other, the senator or the representative from Texas that's like
oh, yeah, no.
The anti-grooming dude, and he just got caught like trying to groom like a 19-year-old intern or something like that.
I think he had sex with her, but that's still.
Can
but
you groom a 19-year-old?
No, but he was no, he
you
was
can
against.
Definitely groom a 19-year-old.
He was against the trans like breakfast things or whatever. Trying to the drag shows, trying to cancel those. And then he like had to step down because yeah, he had sex with an intern, which is not the same thing
as transgender stuff. Yeah, I know.
I mean, it may, I mean, I get that it's like
it's just bad still.
Yeah,
yeah, it's still bad. It's just
like
a different
like
kind of
a
bad.
Etiquette. Like a breach of etiquette, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's not, yeah. It's not a breach of, like, common law.
It's
yeah.
Like, not exactly. Well, it's not
it's
legal.
It's not a breach of, like, common
of
dignity.
Decency.
Yeah. I
it's
mean,
not a breach of God's
or
law.
Yeah.
God's
and
law.
And the natural way of things.
Morals or standards.
So a Utah widow who penned a grief book for children in the wake of her husband's death has been charged with his murder. Mom of three, Corey Darden Richens, 33, of Summit County, was arrested.
Darn it, Richens.
Was arrested. Good one. Was arrested Monday for allegedly.
Pain kill Pedro in the house.
I love it.
Bringing them drowsy jokes in, dude.
Woo!
Arrested Monday for allegedly poisoning her husband, Eric.
Damn,
Richens.
She poisoned him.
That's a good way to do it.
You think so?
No, you can get traced. You can get traced after that
anything.
Shit, though.
So easy.
No, you can't. I'm telling you.
Well, I'm going to show you. Prove you wrong.
I'm
going to
prove you wrong.
I'll prove you wrong first, dude.
Dude, double homicide?
Yeah, what if we both die at the same
we
time?
We just poison each other.
Slowly.
Sid Vicious.
I wouldn't poison you, though.
Like Robin Hood, Men in Tights style?
Is that what happened? I never saw it.
Okay.
You like Men in Tights?
Corey. I like Robin Men in Tights. with sex. Corey allegedly told police she had made her husband a mixed vodka drink, a Moscow Mule.
That's how I'm going to get Nick for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In his beard. Yeah.
I took advantage of his alcoholism, Your Honor.
Like, this is a weird Imperial IPA.
Yeah.
It's 12%, but it tastes
it's
strange.
It's an American IPA.
Oh, IPA.
It's a DOA. And served it to him in bed, thank you, to celebrate his sale of a home for her business.
Damn, what a cunt.
To celebrate her
see
home.
See you next Tuesday. We don't say words like that.
So she sold a home.
And to celebrate.
Supposedly,
she's like, I'm
going to kill my husband.
Supposedly he
money.
Was against the sale. That's, that comes up somewhere down the line.
Oh, weird.
He thought it wasn't a good sale, but she did it. And then so to celebrate, she serves him a Moscow Mule. She told investigators she then fell asleep with one of their kids who was having a nightmare. And she said she awoke around 3 a.m. and came back to her and Eric's bedroom. She felt Eric, and he was cold to the touch.
Oh,
that's when she called 911.
And Moscow Mule dick.
It's huge, but it's very sleepy.
Well, it's huge sleepy dicks.
Yeah, and cold.
It's
very cold.
His little nap hat on.
Let's
bro,
see.
You can't be on your phone right now.
What the hell are you doing, Ken?
That's crazy.
Guys, just let me live, okay?
But she's like, Moscow live, Mule dick, I got to see one of these.
Disrespectful, dude.
She told police she left her cell phone in the couple's bedroom, but phone records show the device had been used multiple times in the child's bedroom.
Ooh,
lions. Spooky, by the way. They can tell what bedroom she was in.
Oh, yeah, well, TikTok.
How did they do that?
I don't know, some kind of location services or whatever.
She's like,
right?
Fuck.
Oh, when she called 911?
No, well, at any time they can
the
change
of location,
and they can also
services at what she did when you know.
Even if your phone's off, it's always connected, so it knows which power lines it's recepting from. So at all times,
whatever you're closer
even when your phone's
to.
Off, it always knows where it's exactly where it's at.
Even if it's off, yeah. But even if it's off. If you leave it somewhere else, it's good then.
My phone service was temporarily disconnected last night while I was on Uber delivery, and the GPS still worked. The GPS was still
working. Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, that was spooky.
Good for you, though.
Yeah, that's awesome. Worked out. Proud of you.
Hitting a lux.
Glad that worked. Yeah. Thanks so much. in addition, tolls on the defendant's phone show that messages were sent and received during that time.
Ooh. To who, dude? Ooh.
These messages were deleted.
Oh.
We can recover them, though.
Okay, any of that's what I was going to ask. You probably can.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The cloud carriers can, yeah.
On the cloud, for sure.
Literally everything is.
An autopsy found that Eric died of an oral overdose.
My favorite.
It's my favorite kind of overdose, too, dude.
Psychotic pussy. An oral overdose of fentanyl with
Of course. Making fentanyl bad again. Yeah,
painkiller Pete.
Painkiller Pedro over in the house, dude.
With a level in his system that was 5 times the lethal dose.
Jesus Christ.
That's why he was cold by like 3 a.m. Yeah.
Now you'll find out why she made sure it worked this time.
Shit.
She's tried it before. He's come down with a couple illnesses, huh?
Yes, indeed. The sister. Well, let's see here.
She fucking the sister?
She's fucking the sister, fuck. Dude, always.
Sister fucking.
That's hot, dude. Is that your grandma's cookies?
I'd murder a husband, too, for sister fuck, dude.
For
sister pussy?
According to the court documents, police obtained a search warrant for her phone and computers, found multiple communications between her and an unnamed acquaintance. On May 2nd, investigators reportedly interviewed the acquaintance, who faced multiple counts of possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute.
Fentanyl. Yeah.
Corey allegedly requested prescription pain medication for an investor between December and February 2021 to 2022.
Oh, she was long planning this, dude.
Well, you got it. It's a long game.
It's premeditated,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
It's so dumb, though.
It's more psychotic, though, to really feel that way and for months be planning and every day you're like, good morning, honey. Like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah,
like one day you will be dead.
Yeah,
you know,
that's somebody that has no feelings. Thing,
like, every once in a while I'm like, I want to strangle you and like just kill you, you know what I mean? But then the long slow game of it's like you're a real sociopath.
Right? You really, you know, have what I'm saying? You really have issues.
Yeah,
I mean, we've all imagined strangling a woman to death.
Mm-hmm. Some of us have followed through.
Some of us have more follow through than others,
and have written books about it.
Right. Corey allegedly requested prescription painkillers for that investor. They arranged the exchange for cash. The couple seemingly had issues long before Eric's death. One of his two sisters told investigators that he called her from a vacation.
No, they were all just cheery and happy all the time. Just,
all the sisters
out of nowhere, dude. She bumped her head and decided to kill him.
One of his two sisters told investigators that he called her from a vacation in Greece with his wife years earlier. Years earlier.
He was on vacation in Greece without her. That's so fucked up.
Claiming that,
like, hey, babe, it's great.
Wait, what happened?
Claiming that she made him a drink that made him violently ill.
Oh, snap. That Greece fentanyl ain't working like the U.S. fentanyl, dude.
Shit tastes like octopus.
She's Mediterranean.
These Greek drinks taste like fucking carburetor cleaner. Yeah. This is crazy.
This fucking is whack.
Yeah, just put extra hummus in my drink, dude.
What kind of gyro is this shit, dude? Got diarrhea for 6 days on my vacation in Greece away from my family.
What kind of fucking olive wrapped drugs are you giving me, dude? Get the fuck out of here, dude.
What kind of tapenade, dude? Yeah. When the call about all of it is bullshit.
Went to Greece, had a bad time.
Got food poisoning.
Left my family, should have been great. Two weeks away.
To bully my ass, dude.
Yeah, they say the food's better in Greek. It all tastes like antifreeze. I don't know what. I don't know. You know. Anyways, the sister alleged that Eric believed Corey had tried to kill him at the time.
The sister. His sister?
Well, his sister tried to kill him.
His sister.
His sister alleged that her brother, the man deceased,
was poisoned.
Believed that she tried to poison her to death in Greece years ago.
I got it. That's crazy, dude.
That's messed up on mine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Having some technical issues today, guys. No internet. No,
we're fucked up.
But that's crazy. Years of premeditation to,
and if you
murder your husband,
if you're with somebody and you're like, I think she may have just tried to poison me to death.
Yeah. Something right there.
I'm listening.
Hey, keep going.
And then nothing you're just to gonna keep hanging out.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing over there?
Is it working?
Stop it. You're that's making it. CJ hard.
You have to touch it. That's why. Or else it won't work, yeah.
That's good.
How's that?
You can get a better view of the action over here.
Yeah, dude, look at that.
Huh?
If you're not on the live, folks, you're missing out. Kenzie's getting a good old lappy dancey.
Dude, somebody at our pool yesterday was literally giving lap dance. That's it was crazy, dude. Can you not hear? You still fucked up?
I mean, my left one, I can't hear. It's not that big of a
I'm so high.
That's good. See,
you, you keep smoking, dude.
Whenever you touch it, it's good.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad.
So that's good.
But isn't that
it's a complicated spectrum.
Yeah, isn't it so right stupid there?
That's good. No, it's not.
You can talk off mic.
Okay, it was me. It was an accident.
There you go.
All right. Oh, thank you so much.
Isn't it so stupid to like do it all in like one sitting? Like, why not play the long game, like you were saying? And
it's poison.
Slowly.
I did not say that was
slowly
the way to do it.
Poison.
I said that was the psychotic way to do it.
No, I know it is a psychotic, but you're trying to get away.
You thought what if your spouse of any gender or denomination was trying to murder you, why would you stay with that person?
Maybe they talked it out, dude. Maybe they just roused.
She's like, I'm sorry I tried to poison you. Okay.
My bad. Can we get back together?
Yeah, can we get on it? Can you get over it, please? Dick.
I'm not going to do it again.
Yeah.
It was a one-time slip-up.
Yeah.
Remember that time you condescended me in front of your parents?
Yeah.
You remember that?
That's just as bad. You tried to kill me that way. Killed my soul.
Maybe evensies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, that's nuts,
Steven
man.
Stevens.
Yeah.
Fucking Carol.
Better
what's her name?
Evans.
Debbie.
Carol Lewis, I think. Oh.
Baskin Robbins.
Oh, so many flavors.
A fentanyl
so
for sure.
Time. Yeah, true.
Yeah, man. So, Corey allegedly attempted to make herself the sole beneficiary of his insurance policy, his life insurance policy, in January 2022.
Got it.
But the insurance company found out about it, notified them of the change, and they were able to fix it.
That's always an obvious change.
Yeah.
What a life policy.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to take a life insurance policy.
But see, that's the thing. Why wouldn't you do that 3 years prior? You know,
right.
Like, if you're really
think about it.
Well,
she's
that's
not the
mean,
smartest.
Though. If you're really planning this out. Yeah.
That's why she wrote a kid's book, dude. She can write an actual book about
and
grief.
That was her alibi, you know? Like, look, I have so much grief. Look at my book.
Yeah, and then she wrote the book that if I would have killed my husband, this is how I would have done it. The OJ.
The OJ.
Is the OJ of white women.
That's crazy. If the mule don't
OG
fit,
Simpson,
you must
dude.
Quit, dude.
True.
If I did it for kids. and then at that again, so I think she may have tried to poison me several years ago. Hey, my wife just tried to change the insurance policy to make her the sole beneficiary. Like, at what point do you go, this woman is a danger?
There's something fishy behind it.
It is wild to think, like, I think she did it. Do you have pictures of these people?
Dude, if you look at the pictures, so here's the gal.
Okay.
She's hot.
She's middling.
She's all right.
I bust on her face.
Middling gal. and then here's like some photos of them together.
Okay, I see this. Dude, she has psychopathic eyes, but doesn't look good either. There's some dark history behind his ginger soul.
He looks
he's a woman abuser.
He looks like a hostage to me.
Yeah.
Especially,
they're both dead behind the eyes, dude.
Oh yeah, both dead behind the eyes. Completely,
but
no sign left.
She's cold blooded behind the eyes. She's like a lizard.
Yeah.
He's dead behind the eyes, like he has been murdered and is still walking.
Yeah,
like his wife's trying to poison him.
Exactly.
He's like, I think I'm tripping right now.
This bitch is trying to kill me.
She got a gun. I'm so high right now.
Oh, here they are, just being like cute and playful.
Oh, Coy,
these cute faces.
Are they at a baseball game?
Yeah. They have the same face.
I know, it's weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
This is what happens when you get cucked.
Weird.
You can't let a woman dominate you. She will murder you, dude, when you are...
Don't get cucked, Nick.
I'm trying not to. It's hard, dude.
It's hard out here.
Something about just being in the corner of the room.
Streets.
Watching all the action unfold.
What a dumb bitch she is, dude.
Yeah, what a... Dumb bitch.
So following the attempted change to the insurance policy, Eric removes her from his will, replaces her with his sister, and doesn't tell her about it.
Oh.
which he probably should have. He might still be alive today.
Yeah. She's like, you fucking asshole. Yeah. I was doing it for the kids.
You dumbass.
Everybody literally does that. That's fucked up again.
Yeah, but it's fine.
It's not fine, dude. I want you to have a great experience.
I'm already having a great experience.
Here.
She doesn't even know where she is, dude.
No, just do this.
It's fine. Don't
You guys are so awkward.
I know. I don't know why he does that.
We're not awkward, dude.
Yes, you are.
It's terrible to hear it through one ear.
Well, I've been doing it since minute five, so we're chilling.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's his job to take on your burden.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, CJ.
You're welcome, dude.
Finally, somebody understands.
I just got
y'all sound like a bunch of cucks,
heart
dude.
With those eyes.
What's that?
She just shot a dagger my way.
Now you're not
Why
gonna
are
stop
you touching
fidgeting?
Shit, yeah. Dude.
Because I wanted to fix it. Now I got it, dude. Whoa.
Okay.
It's less of a lag time.
What's that?
It's less of a lag time to go from there to your ears to his ability to adjust it than it is for him to just hear it directly and adjust
exactly.
It. So it does make sense.
Because it's easier for me to adjust to see, hear where the problem's coming from.
Ah, okay, I get that.
Blindly.
But you messed
I talk
up mine
a little
when you talk
retarded.
That. When you touch that, you touch. Messed up mine again, so that's why.
Those
like,
ones?
Why are you touching me?
Yeah. All right, moving on. Somebody's drinking a mule tonight.
Somebody's having a Moscow mule tour.
We're doing Russian roulette of fucking
Moscow
mules.
Mule roulette. So according to his sisters, he believed that his wife might try to kill him for the money, which he wanted to go to.
Kill him for the money. It's a good song.
On February 14th, 2022, couple had a Valentine's Day dinner in which Eric became very ill. A probable statement.
This is twice now?
This
is the second time. Third time he was killed.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah.
True. Luck of the Irish. Redhead. Connection.
Oh, yeah. Leprechauns.
Yes, this is twice. In Greece.
That is insane.
And
yeah,
Valentine's
like,
Day.
What is this guy's deal? Like, he was obviously cucked. Like, for real.
What if she like, just... She probably had amazing-ass pussy, dude. She probably...
Like Amber Heard style.
That thing back like no other, dude. Like he's never experienced anything like this.
Well, with the faces I've seen him make, he's not getting anything else regardless.
Yeah, he's like,
that's
I'm never going to do better than
I'm never going to get another pussy. Yeah. So you stick with that pussy.
He's settled.
You my pussy bitch.
He's settled. That's what he did.
Yeah.
He's settled and that was the only escape for him.
Yeah.
Death.
The ultimate cuck. Cuck from heaven.
Liquid death, dude.
He died for pussy.
He died.
Eric broke out in
hives. I did it for the pussy. For
that crazy, crazy pussy.
Oh, that crazy pussy. Getting me wild on the ginger moves.
A borderline personality disorder.
My bitch tried killing me in Greece. But that pussy's so freak. She's a freak.
My bitch tried killing me on Valentine's Day, but if she leaves me, I'll turn gay. So
I'm going to come on a face tonight.
Eric broke out in hives, couldn't breathe, and passed out after using his son's EpiPen and taking Benadryl. Eric believed he had been poisoned.
His son has an EpiPen, so is his son being poisoned as well?
Damn, dude.
She's
capping them off one by one.
Yeah, she's doing the Bill Gates in the third world countries for the children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to load doses on the vaccines.
Population control on her family.
And apparently Eric told a friend he believes his wife was trying to poison him.
Damn, what a bad friend. What a bad friend that did nothing about it.
I know.
They're probably out just getting some drinks, be like, I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you. I've never been in this situation.
It's like being at Zips when your husband's in the hospital.
Yeah. Crazy. Literally being poisoned.
Check her text, dude. See if she was buying Fennies last week.
All deleted.
She did just up the life insurance policy.
This guy called Jersey Mike on her credit card. I looked at the receipts. I thought, Jersey Mike, $62. I got to the bottom of this.
Jeez Louise, I know pastrami doesn't cost that much.
What the hell is a Reuben?
So 2 weeks after he believes he's been poisoned, she buys a 15 to 30 fentanyl pills from a dealer a little over a week later.
Wait, how many? 50?
15 to 30.
30.
15 to 30.
Damn.
That's a weird number not to know.
You only really need one.
It's between 15 to 30. So it's definitely
a number or twice that number?
Definitely 30 at the very least. Like, why would you say it's either 15 or 25? 15 or 30. I don't know, man. I'm just selling fentanyl here. Not like there's really any real consequence to the drug.
I think it's just unclear how many were purchased.
So what'd you do after the purchase, dude?
A week later, Eric was found dead with five times the lethal dose.
Damn it.
And George Floyd the same day.
Yeah.
No way.
Welcome to the Twilight Zone.
It's a complicated spectrum.
It is. Sure
it really is.
So,
RIP,
dude.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yeah. The day after his death, she had a party to celebrate the closing on that home.
Wait, the day after his death?
The day after. Yeah.
It's like, I can't cancel my plans. It's just my husband.
Yeah. He wouldn't want me. He would want me to be happy. Jello shots. Threw a huge party where she's drinking and celebrating. Her sister, the guy's sister, shows up to the party and they get into a fist fight. Apparently, the woman, the murderer, assaulted the sister that showed up.
Yeah.
To the house. And then later she writes the book, Are You With Me, to help kids cope with the death of a loved one. And she appeared on a local TV station to promote it.
Damn.
And you have that clip?
No.
Oh, why'd you set it up like that?
Yeah, seriously.
And then she was on local. Then we have that.
Oh, God. Okay.
No clip.
Hey, you guys, it's not great for an audio podcast. I'm just going to be honest with you.
That's sad, man, that people go to those extremes to get rid of, instead of just having a conversation and being like, hey, you know what? I'm not in love with you anymore. I think we should see other people.
Hey, can you ask anybody in the group and the chat right now if they know any recipes for dog mules?
Yeah. True.
We'll be right back. What's up, Andre?
It is
Andre?
Andre?
Andre the Giant?
3,000?
It's a cousin, an uncle? It's a relative of yours.
Oh, it's my brother, dude.
Oh.
What up, Scrub?
The meat smuggler, dude.
The meat smuggler from respect. New Mexico.
Bringing those long sausages. Bringing those long sausages.
Them salchichas.
Yeah, no, but exactly. Why don't you just have the conversation? That's what's so crazy. It's like, I'm going to go through this crazy extreme to kill this person.
Right.
Just be like,
he wanted the money. She wanted the money, obviously. Like, that's
she
a big
was
thing.
In it for the money. She was going to get the money in the divorce.
She was going to get the money in the divorce.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, not she like wasn't very effective, like, but
yeah,
she's an insane person.
Yeah, true.
We're trying to rationalize the behavior.
Insane person with insane pussy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, dude, that crazy pussy, that's what kept him there. That crazy snatch, dude.
It wasn't. It was that that was the best that he felt like he could ever do. And look at the pictures of him. I'm surprised he did that.
He could have gotten something better, dude.
You think so? Something that wouldn't have tried to kill him?
Obviously.
Anything better?
Like, I think it wouldn't have been that much hard.
I think he could have done better, but I don't know. She's tried to kill me three times, but I don't know.
Yeah, they're just like,
obviously,
Eric.
He has something wrong with him.
Yeah.
His sister's
sitting him down like, you can find somebody. No, he was trying to murder you.
She's tried to kill you. You were in Greece. She tried to
murder you. Three times.
Valentine's Day, the day of love. She tried to fucking kill you. What are you? You're out of your fucking mind.
Maybe he was suicidal.
But that pussy's so good, Jennifer. Just talking to her sister.
She got that reverse grip.
She got a fucking thumb in there, I swear to God.
You should hear the pop.
She had that backhand twist.
You know how some girls play tennis? That's how she strokes my dick.
Yeah. Well, she made
him. She got strong knees. She got the fucking strongest knees.
She's like a female dog. He just keeps me in there 10 minutes after I come.
She can pick me up and fuck me.
You can imagine the way she strangles me. You like being choked, bitch? I like being choked, too. She takes you to the brink of death.
I'll never find a woman that strong.
That's great.
I mean, physically strong. Shit.
R.I.P. Frank, dude.
And now she's now she's in jail forever, dude.
Yeah, not a very...
at least you got a book out.
Yeah, at least you got a book out.
She got a book deal.
It's crazy to try that hard and then to have that be the outcome.
Finally fail.
Yeah.
Because I think she's just over it. She's like, this is ridiculous.
It's hard to keep up the facade, dude.
Could you imagine that as a story?
We need to buy that book.
Yeah, we need
a child's book.
Oh, the child's book, yeah. But I mean, imagine that as a story that you think basically you get to what you think is the end, and she's like on local TV, like, I fucking got away with it.
Yeah.
Mm. And I'm going to be a successful author now. Yeah. And then she gets fucking popped.
Dude, I love the people they find on live TV and then later find out they were the people. Have those clips and like documentaries and stuff. They're so like,
well, it's like,
yeah, we so covered delicious. This on, just, like, on a previous episode.
It's like the machete guy. It's like that machete guy, the crazy. They just had a documentary on Netflix. I can't remember. But no,
he later killed somebody. He didn't already kill somebody at that point, right?
Kai.
It was a later. Kai, it was a later execution or murder, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I love when like they have committed the crime. They're like on the local news station, like, I can't believe my children are missing.
Yeah.
You know, and there's
and then it just cuts. She had driven her children into the ocean.
Zoom into the right part of her hair. She has child flesh inside.
Have you seen the one where they're interviewing the guy and he's just talking good about the neighbor? I think it was like a neighbor or something like that. And then it's like the reporter goes like, well, how do you feel about like them finding a body and some evidence? And like he just goes pale, dude, because he's like, they found a body, you know, like he just goes pale.
His whole reality just changed.
Just fucking like, broken. It's crazy, dude.
That is
crazy. Those are wild ass videos.
He's all, they found the body.
Yeah.
Well, that was like my favorite thing was like Chris D'Elia with like his whole like scandal coming out.
Oh,
he's like
Snapchat.
He's like on Snapchat. He's on a podcast and they're like, no, you can save Snapchats. And he's like,
yeah. He goes. They can save those.
Yeah.
But people wouldn't do that, right? Like you just you see it live, and his whole demeanor changes, being like
that fucking pedophile,
fuck. Groomer.
Same thing.
Not the worst person to be groomed by, I guess. Funny sometimes.
Funny sometimes.
Yeah.
Has some cash. I'd rather have
Has some money.
I'd rather have a funny groomer than a.
It's about to be groomed by like some old fucking creep. Can we just agree on that?
Yeah, we can agree on that.
Neither is right or wrong, but I'd rather be groomed by some. At least
Epstein bought the girls some fucking Gucci bags.
They got some massages. Yeah. They were on an island.
Got some Balenciaga.
I mean, there's people.
They got to meet really like celebrities.
Yeah, there are people. Yeah,
presidents.
There are people in poor, poor neighborhoods in the South that are going to Epstein Islands without the glitz, the glamour.
Yeah, there are people. Exactly.
I hate to say it.
There are people who are way less fortunate.
Consider yourself. You're welcome.
Some people don't have the privilege of being raped by a celebrity, okay?
Hey, K-12 feels like being raped every day. So I don't know what you want me to say.
Most people think of rape as being sexy.
Yikes.
Oh, man.
That's wild.
Yeah, it is wild.
That's the...
Wild Crazy Kids. You guys remember that show?
No.
You remember that show?
She's 11, dude. She doesn't remember it.
11 inches, dude.
Damn. You got a big hog, dude.
That's why he likes me.
Ken's got
a big
hog.
That's why he loves me.
Nothing like a girl in yoga pants with a huge cock.
You see the complete outline.
I always think back to that Ace Ventura, like that nowadays, like just because it's just one of those biggest things. I remember being, it was one of my favorite movies as a kid. And then she just flip around, and then there's like, I thought it was shit in her pants. I didn't think like she was,
damn, you're
or
innocent.
He was tucking.
You're,
you know
innocent.
What I mean? Yeah, like I was like, I don't get it. Like she's just so embarrassed that she shit her pants. Like I had no idea.
Damn.
And so it's like literally 10 years later, I'm like, oh, she was trans.
Yeah.
He was trans, or I don't know the pronouns.
That's awkward.
I have no idea.
Hell.
I never knew. Yeah,
that's crazy.
And now I watch back. I'm like, bad dick. That's why he went trans.
Yeah.
If you got a small cock, that's what I've always said. Go trans.
Go trans. Small dick. Go
don't
trans.
Don't have a micro penis and be a man. Be a woman.
The number of gigantic cocked trannies out there, though.
Trans.
That's a different market, though.
Right. Well, this is porn. They call them huge dick trannies.
Oh, grandma's cookies.
Typical.
Yeah. Reaching into grandma's cookie jar.
Usually. You pull out a surprise, boy.
Going to grandma's house, trying to see what else to look up, baby.
Damn, those are usually Brazilian, though.
It was usually like blueberry muffin recipes, and led many, many years later, all of a sudden, this big dick tranny. It's like, Grandma, you saw us comb through your history because I don't know what to look up. And now I'm looking up your history. It's taking me to wild places.
Over the trannies and through the blacks to grandmother's house we go.
Learn something gay every day.
Yeah, we truly do. What were we talking about?
I'm
carry
not
on.
Being racist.
And continue, please. Kinsey.
What?
Are you in part of this conversation anymore?
I'm listening and then I'm observing.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Fascinating behavior.
listening and observing, huh?
Listening it up close.
Two things women don't do. Crazy.
I do that. I was just doing that.
That was, okay, anyways, what were we talking about, though?
I don't know, but I'm hungry as fuck, dude.
Yeah, because you're on a clear queer diet, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Not anymore, dude. I made myself a bomb-ass turkey sandwich today, dude.
Oh, yeah? What kind of potatoes do you like?
mashed potatoes.
So the jury rejected, contrary to Pedro's misinformation.
He sexually assaulted the lady, dude.
At the top of the hour, the jury rejects E. Jean Carroll's rape claim against Donald J. Trump, our rightful and true president.
I'm on pain pills, dude. You can't take everything I say seriously.
Okay, true.
I'm like Roseanne over here with fucking Ambien. I'm just saying wild shit sometimes.
You're fascinating to talk to.
Don't make me laugh. My stomach hurts.
Shit. So they rejected her rape claim, but they upheld his libel for defamation. So basically they're saying that he slandered her in writing.
Oh.
During the course of her
slander.
False rape claim. That he made false claims about her that damaged her reputation. In writing, that's what the libel part means.
He made some funnies.
Yeah, some jokes, ha-has.
Or wait, that says liable. Ooh. So it may have been just statements that he made. but from Greg Price on Twitter, breaking, a Manhattan jury just found Donald Trump liable in a civil lawsuit for E. Jean Carroll's claims of abuse and defamation, but rejects her claim that he raped her in the 90s.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pill Pop and Pedro.
So it's consensual.
Yeah.
Just as a reminder, this is the lady who claims that he raped her, and the jury found no substance.
I feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished, which the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not.
She's lying.
This was not sexual. It hurt.
He raped my soul.
You know,
but I think most people think of rape as it is a violent assault. It is not.
He's looking good, dude.
Think of rape as being the same. Sexy.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasy.
She pretty much pulled a "We'll be right back."
Let's take a short break. I'm going to rape you right now and show you what it feels like.
You know, it's violent.
You know, in Anderson Cooper's,
he's like, "I'm gay and I'm going to rape you."
In Anderson Cooper's ear,
I don't want to.
They're just like,
"Break!"
So I guess you look enough like a man that I will push myself onto you.
This was not sexual. It hurt.
But I think most people think of rape it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as sexy.
Damn, she's.
What is wrong with her?
Think of the fantasies.
Think of the fantasies.
We're going to take a quick break.
He stumbled all over. We'll be right back.
Hits him with the fucking with the creep stare, dude. Yeah. Like, this woman definitely has been traumatized. I don't know if
she was raped by Donald Trump,
former president, but she's certainly been traumatized, dude.
She's got rape fantasies for sure.
He's
dude.
All, we'll be right back. She's all, you're fascinating to talk.
She's like,
to.
You know, you jerk off to this kind of stuff. You read these erotic novels.
I mean, look at the eyes on this.
Look at the hair.
You're fascinating to talk to.
What a fucking creep, dude.
Dead-eyed stare.
You're fascinating to talk to.
Yeah, and then she's fucking painkiller Pete too, dude.
That's just all I'm gonna say. 100%. Just start saying that.
She's on oxy. So yeah. You're fascinating to talk to.
You're
think of the fantasies.
So fascinating to talk to.
So this is a bitch that claims DJT touched her, dude?
Yeah, dude.
He wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole,
he can do
dude.
Better than that.
It's funny that you say
you
that.
Said it.
Here's a little bit of footage from his deposition.
When you said in that video that would not be your first choice, you were referring to her physical look.
He's like, if I was going to rape anyone, it's not going to be fucking her. That's for sure.
He should be president again. He's the best. That's so funny.
Well, then what he says about the...
Check it out.
...leads would not be your first choice. You were referring to her physical looks, correct?
Just the overall. Not my, I look at her, I see her, hear what she says, whatever. You wouldn't be a choice of mine either, to be honest. I hope you're not insulted. I would not, under any circumstances, have any interest in you. I'm honest when I say
under any circumstances?
She, I would
have
not
any interest in you.
Holy shit, that's so funny. God. He's like, and also, I would be interested in
look at you, for example.
And under any circumstance, I would be interested.
No matter how drugged up or drunk or whatever.
Holy shit, that's so funny.
He's classic DJ.
And that's a deposition, which is, he's in a courtroom.
He knows he's being filmed.
Yeah. He's like savage.
Yes. I mean,
physical.
I would not, under any circumstances, have any interest in you. I'm honest when I say it.
I'm honest when I say it.
She, I would not have any interest in.
When you said in that video that.
Holy shit. That's so funny. Thank you for sharing that.
That was a good one.
Oh,
that was
good.
So good. God damn.
I wish I could laugh harder, but I'd rupture my sutures.
The painkillers don't allow it.
That shit made me laugh so hard. That's so funny. It's shit. Funny to watch those videos. And then he's like, not, it's over. I listened to her.
I looked at her. I saw her.
The things are coming out of her mouth. I'm like, you I get what he's saying too. I'm like, yeah, like that's crazy.
Yeah, he's like, she would not be my first choice. You're just like, damn.
And, like, and also, you wouldn't be a choice.
Yeah. I would not rape her. She would just not be my first choice.
Just like
rape.
I look at you, you would not be my first choice.
Yeah, if I was going to rape somebody in this room, it wouldn't be you. And we're the only two people in the room.
I walked into this room and I said, would not rape you.
Would I rape her? No. No, I would not
say,
rape
wow,
her.
What a pussy.
She's a dog.
Wow.
DJT, dude.
2024. Oh, he should use that in his promos.
For the campaign.
Because literally all like, you know, grandpa-aged white men right now, Fox News dads, yeah, that are falling off of Fox News anyways, but
yeah,
that kind of message, you're like, yeah, I'm the same way. I'm like, what the fuck is that
yeah.
thing?
Yeah.
That's what my dad says.
Dude,
that's oh, yeah. exactly that all
that's
my
literally
dad
what
says.
I thought of.
I'm pretty sure she made an appearance in Aliens 3.
Dude, Tucker Carlson's going over to Twitter now. He's just going to have a show on Twitter.
Oh, I saw that.
Really?
DJT's yeah. going to be back on Twitter as soon as his contract is up with Truth Social.
Ooh.
I mean, that's going to be the new spot.
Ooh. Truth Social didn't take off like you wanted it to, huh?
I thought
no, yeah. no, but yeah, I mean, that's what
I mean. That's just
Twitter. Twitter is going to be the alternative, you know, like the right wing news architecture
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, mm-hmm. Elon Musk.
That
doing
sucks.
It.
That's what
that
sucks.
That is very interesting.
Okay. Putting
like
in work.
Socials are like left.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird, right? Mm-hmm. How that happened.
Yeah. And then I've also always said the pendulum also, swinging, dude.
But it's also been proven like that those leftist, you know, like social media things that they actually like change and mess up the algorithm to like. Fuck with people's brains, yeah. which is so insane too. It's like they've oh, yeah. clearly been called out on it mm. multiple times. Like there's proof in that pudding. It's not like it's some conspiracy at this point. Yeah, it's yeah. literally like they're contorting your yeah. brain to believe one thing or another or trying to change your mind on
oh,
something.
The pudding's laced, dude. Yeah.
The pudding's
saying.
Laced, dude. That gelatin
Elon.
Wasn't gelatin.
It was good.
So the green is made of paper.
So, so good.
They take all the trans penises they cut off and they put it in the jello, dude.
Oh, that's what tastes so good.
Elon's been highlighting this stuff like crazy lately.
Who's that?
Who's what?
Is he a running back?
Yeah.
Hey.
He played for the Saints?
And like, it does make me, like, you remember when all the fucking corporate media, just they all freaked out when Elon was buying Twitter? They're like,
yeah, yeah.
oh no, like literally because right. they're going to lose control of the narrative.
It's
it was
us.
Obvious. And now they have.
Yeah.
This dude's been posting all this shit about like, so the frequency of like white on black or black on white crime and like how often it was mentioned prior to the George Floyd incident and after, and it just spikes. It go like, I mean, the difference is insane. It goes from like under 10% to over 25% of the time, like where they're mentioning black on white crime much higher, or white on black crime much, much higher.
I thought the cops were just doing a good job.
And the fact that they
it's rising because cops do a good job.
And they're doing that despite the fact that the evidence is completely contrary
right.
to
popular
fact,
belief,
unfortunately. Yeah. And then he posted a graph here. Ooh. Showing the term frequency in popular U.S. newspapers of racist, racists or racism.
Yeah.
And before 2010, it's like a pretty steady line. It starts to climb in the early 90s, goes back down to normal around 2000, and then in 2010 just spikes upward insanely.
That graph's all right.
That's true.
Uh-oh. Got some visitors?
This will be interesting.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the FBI.
Yeah, is it the FBI that finally are cracking down on
this? They're like, whoops, you can't do that.
FBI guy. Hello, welcome.
Uh-oh, camera's moving everywhere.
Chaos. This
is a great live video, everybody. Thank you for sticking around.
Oh, snap.
Hey, Noki.
Noki.
It's a great.
It's not necessary.
That's hurting my ears times two now.
You're not helping.
Which is even ruder.
Ruder, is that a word?
Isn't that more rude?
More rude, I think it's a word.
Rude boy.
Got me, bye.
Toodaloo.
What?
I don't know. All right, next topic.
Next topic.
Well, just to
full circle it.
Come around on that really quick.
Come around on it. Come on it.
Beat me to it.
Come on it.
So Musk has been like responding to a lot of these reports and stuff like that to like increase their spread.
Mm-hmm.
And he commented on that report that we just mentioned about the increased reporting of racism and the skewed narrative. There's a great danger to media stoking the fires of hatred. Data Hazard, the person who posted one of those data points, said the media is entirely responsible for the increase in the murder rate, for the highest increase in the murder rate in all of U.S. history. They have blood on their hands. And then he points out that there was the largest one-year increase in the murder rate was in 2020.
Oh.
COVID years.
COVID years. Wow, yeah. Domestic
After
violence.
After the George Floyd thing, probably, during those riots.
I blame COVID still.
There were simpler times.
I mean, that was part of the...
¿Quién crees que eres?
So, yeah.
It's a complicated spectrum.
So that's kind of interesting. And then, I mean, that kind of leads into the Allen, Texas shooter. There's a lot of...
There was another shooting.
There was two shootings.
There's three mass murders.
Yeah, there was
two
like
shootings
a,
in a van.
Car. Yeah, let's get into it.
Again?
So let's...
Jeez Louise, dude.
All right. And on to the three mass murders in Texas.
On to our next segment. Mass shootings.
Instant death in Texas. We had two shootings and a...
Yeah, so in particular in Allen, Texas, there was a shooting. 33-year-old Mexican illegal immigrant man.
Mauricio.
He was a shooter?
Yeah, Mauricio, dude.
Mauricio? Yeah. Oh, he was in a... Fucking fire rap.
He was racist, huh?
He was a white supremacist.
He was a Mexican white. I'd love to see it. See, that's where racism is dying. If we have a Mexican white supremacist, racism is over.
Quite the contrary, sir. White supremacy is on the rise.
At
dude,
least
the Mexicans
I haven't shot up a school
now.
Or anything.
Really?
Sorry. I stepped all over you.
What's the giveaway?
So, it's dangerous, and the government's going to have to shove a camera up your ass to make sure there's no hate in your heart.
They'll probably remove your appendix while they're there.
So what did this nice Mexican-American do?
He shot up an outlet mall, killing eight people, including three children, and wounding seven others.
Was it a nice outlet mall or a bad one?
it was mostly Indians and Hispanics who died.
So it's like four deaths.
King overall.
It's not funny, dude.
That's true.
It was really not funny.
That is wild. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, and so what happens
But it's because he's a Hispanic shooter that comes out of the news so quickly.
Yes. And he was killed by the police right away.
Mm.
Within minutes of starting his rampage.
Mm.
Luckily for the narrative. Because according to Greg Price, a guy who works for Bellingcat, which is like basically a CIA, you know, a state propaganda front company, wants us to believe that a Mexican guy just committed a mass shooting who had posted on a Russian social media site nobody's ever heard of about being a Nazi and being inspired by TikTok and random Timcast episodes.
Oh, Tim Cast got him.
Mm-hmm. Tim Cast got him, dude.
Yeah, Tim, he was radicalized by Tim Cast.
There we go.
And he proceeds to call it the biggest psyop he's ever seen in his life.
Mm. So I think it was mind control with this guy?
MK Ultra.
It could be anything. He could have just...
Mexican Ultra.
Yeah, Mexican
Michelob Ultra.
Michelob Ultra.
He got Michelob Ultra, dude. It's happening to too many out there.
Well, yeah. And it's just ironic, you know, it's like so weird. Like, okay, he's Hispanic. He killed a bunch of people. And then they go back and they find all these things on this weird Russian media site. Like, so they're making this claim like Tim Pool has somehow radicalized this guy because he like supposedly mentioned Tim Cast in some of these posts. Mm-hmm. Here was Tim's response. And I think he brings up a good point that he doesn't elaborate on.
And I just like, shut up. I look at this and I'm like, shut your mouth, Bellingcat. You guys are fucking idiots. You get me swearing. But like, it's a random profile from Russia. The credibility is almost nothing. And there's four clips from one show, one time. And so I just look at this and I'm like.
Oh, yeah, true. It's like Marilyn Manson defense, particularly.
Right, right. And not to mention.
And I just like.
A random,
look at this and I'm like, shut
you. What are you looking for?
What up, Amber? Amber in the chat. We're talking about the media manipulation right now.
I'm not
now
talking about anything right now. Texas shooter.
He's pilled out.
I'm fucking sweating Pedro's. This fucking.
We got pee pills in here.
I'm Pedro's fucking out sweating on fucking these opioids out right now, boy. Get out of here.
So he brings up a good point right there that he kind of glosses over. Some random profile from Russia.
Yeah.
So like literally everything, including the Hunter Biden laptop, is Russian disinformation.
Except for this.
Unless it's a random social media profile from Russia. And then it's irrefutable proof that this Hispanic guy that killed a bunch of people is a white supremacist.
That's like true. Blaming your kids for blaming Slipknot for the mass shootings too, dude.
Right.
Well, you got to blame somebody. It's not the parents.
Or the Marilyn Manson.
Like, it wasn't me as a parent. It was definitely because they were listening to Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, yeah,
they would have never shot up a school if they never discovered this artist.
The beautiful people. The beautiful people. Kill the beautiful people. The beautiful.
Oh, I farted, dude.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm not refraining from farts ever again
you
in sure? my
it's
life.
It's not
dude.
Good for you.
No, it's good for you.
To refrain?
Yeah. From letting it out?
No, it's not letting it out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got to let it out. Let it fly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to go to an outlet mall in Texas.
Just let it out.
Just let it out. Let some gas out there.
Yeah.
Gas them all.
Well, that's the line, CJ. We just found the line. Have a good night.
Thanks for watching her.
Sure, sure said that.
This fucking guy over here.
Whatever, dude. I'm learning. It's my first time.
This was my first time too, dude.
I wasn't judging you from the corner the whole time, was I? I was not involved. No, I didn't care. I was like, I
was masturbating in the corner the whole time.
At the time of his death, officials say the shooter was wearing a patch with the acronym RWDS, which stands for Right Wing Death Squad.
Joe Rogan Experience. Yeah.
Damn, that's pretty dope. Right Wing Death Squad. That's a good name.
Death Squad is
Red Band.
Red Band.
Red Band. Okay.
Come on. The same patch was worn by a Proud Boy member who pleaded guilty to seditious conspiracy in the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
Which was also
NPR
fake.
NPR points out.
Which was also fake.
Mm. 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 Mm.
This is finger-licking good information over
those
here.
Those are some good cookies, my brother.
Grandma, you outdid yourself.
Grandma, this oatmeal raisin is
so slap. It's just interesting that this
Loki, though?
Oh, yeah. I ate that oatmeal raisin.
Oatmeal raisin. Best fucking cookie out there, dude.
So it's interesting that this mass shooter who's Mexican gay.
He was gay too. No way.
A right wing gay guy with
a death
squad.
I know that gay spread down to Mexico.
He happens to be a neo-Nazi, and he happens to target libs of TikTok, Tim Cast, and associate with the Proud Boys.
Damn.
With this right wing.
His resume is stacked, dude.
He's a real slut for white power.
His resume is stacked, boy.
It's just
he was so upset he's brown. He's trying everything in his power to fucking go the contrary. Exactly.
I mean, he's posted things, and I have them if we want to read them, but he's posted things
I'm okay.
about, like, the thing, he posts literally verbatim, this post was inspired by libs of TikTok. And then he goes on to talk about a Jewish teacher he had who he would like harass.
Oh, he hated the Jews too.
White supremacy. Yeah. Mm.
It's always hard.
Doesn't he understand that he would have been killed in Nazi Germany?
That's what she would say according to his post.
Yeah, but he was alive during that time, so it doesn't affect him because he doesn't carry the weight of his ancestors like some.
Well, people. He has some like this nihilistic attitude according to these things.
Nihilistic, dude.
Nihilistic.
Yeah, like he's advocating for evil, and so like at the end he literally
nefarious.
Says
nefarious.
Supposedly, he allegedly literally
that's
says
a good name, nefarious.
Nefarious.
Nefarious Guerrero.
Lil Farious.
Guerrero.
Well, I am a fan of all things evil, he would say at the end after the teacher said Hitler was evil. So it's just like this, they're just like, it's the most crude, like poorly written version of a white supremacist you would see on like
well,
a TV
show. Well, he's brown,
show.
So.
True.
Right. Yeah. That's one of them.
The story makes no sense from the beginning.
Exactly. It's like a poorly written thing. It's just very strange.
Yeah. They're trying to force it.
And like my point is like unless you were a three-letter agency trying to develop a motive for like a patsy and correlate particular media interests with this right-wing extremism, why would you write all of that shit ever for any reason?
Right.
Supposedly he posted receipts for the guns he used and pictures of them all.
Whoa. Mm.
You're just like...
He was white.
He bought the guns from a store.
No Mexican taking pictures of their guns with the serial numbers on there.
He bought his guns from a store like a white person.
So check it out. I did this legally. Dude. This is crazy.
I got a background check for these.
So yeah, very strange things happening.
R.I.P. to those people though.
And
so he was brainwashed.
We're in a post-information age where he might not even. This guy might not
be
even
gay.
Really exist.
Oh, he might be AI.
They could have been a guy.
Yeah, for sure.
It's insane.
Like they could have backwritten all this narrative, like put it up on this fucking whack Russian site, change some dates around. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like we don't know. We can't be sure because all these things are possible relatively easily. You know.
So we're saying this was a good guy.
He could have been the good guy.
He could have been.
They might have been attacking him.
He might have been attacked.
Yeah.
I can see that.
For his identity.
Damn,
they're trying to steal his identity. Typically, right. Mexicans try to steal the identities.
True.
But this way is the other way around.
Yeah.
Right, number two?
Number two.
I don't have information on the other shooters.
You just wanted to look into the gay Mexican? You F-A-G-G-O-T.
Yeah, man, that's wild.
It is wild.
Sad.
Wild and out in Texas.
This guy,
what's sadder, the mass shooter or the lady that tried to murder her or murdered her husband?
It's a different kind of sad.
It is, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, which one's sadder? I don't know, dude. She's not sad. She has no empathy.
Yeah, she does have no empathy.
Yeah. This guy had beliefs. Well,
full of empathy.
He went to that outlet. Be like, I'm about to change some shit.
This guy shot a lady somebody. Named Empathy at that black outlet mall.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Nice one.
I tried.
Damn, Petey Pain Pills.
Pain Pills all drugged out trying to fucking hit a button.
Thank you, dude, with the FJ, the foot job. We can end on that because that'll be fun. Whoa.
With a foot job?
I've got
we can end with a foot job.
So you're coming back? What? Are you coming back? Oh, should I let you sleep? Well, you got chocolate, chips, pretzels.
What the hell, dude? You're not even offering me any? I said I'm starving over here. I haven't eaten since my surgery.
Ooh.
I'm okay, thank you.
Yeah, that was rude. I know. He acts like a dick that he doesn't even want it.
I know. Well, it's not offered, so I don't...
He just wanted to complain.
That's true. That's the. He's the Mexican white shooter.
He needed to be like a victim.
You need an out? Be a victim, dude.
Okay, so this is pretty...
Is it? I'm just asking, is it pretty cool?
Fucking condescending when you get high on pain pills, dude.
It is.
It's the thing, it's an ego. It distorts your ego when you're on pain pills. We're like, you don't
feel anything.
Your whole frontal cortex becomes a numb like thing. Like you lose anything. Like you are the center of the universe when you're on pills. It's completely what it is. You are witnessing the universe.
I don't even feel like yourself. I'm on the universe when I'm on pills, dude.
So. Exactly. You're just part of the ether. Your particles just
floating around. I'm atoms, dude.
Pills are the best, dude. I love pills. I was on fucking Percocet for like 9 months.
Damn.
Yeah. Bad back.
Perks zonk me out, dude.
Yeah. Because you're weak.
Yeah, I am weak. I don't have a tolerance for pills.
Well, some would say you have a problem. Some would say I have a problem.
What are you doing, dude?
Don't do that. He's changing the camera from Director Kinsey.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah, dude, but I got about 5 more days of those pills, so.
That's good. I don't
want to take them all, though.
I literally had 3 days of pills after my hernia surgery.
I don't want to take them all because they're fun. I can see a slippery slope.
It's not that they're fun. It's just like you feel good.
Yeah.
Nothing really bothers that's what's you fun. Too much. Yeah, I guess so. That's true. Yeah, all the anxiety and anger and frustration.
My blood pressure is finally under control.
They're you're doing right now, keep doing that, your doctor says. And they're like, all right. Doctor's orders. Daddy's on Percocet for the next 10 years. It's those heart complications.
I'll be in your life. I just don't know if I'll be in your life.
What's that book's name?
Are you there?
Are you there?
Are you just looking down with his sunglasses on so you can't see his pupils all
pinned? Daddy comes to my soccer games, but he has the 100-foot glare.
You can't see his pupils at all.
I've got some good laughs in this one, I'll tell you that.
Why do you think my daughter's going to play soccer? Because she's Hispanic?
I am not being racist.
Okay.
Yeah. Is she not going to play soccer?
Oh, she's going to play golf, dude. I'm going to instill golf
in her. That's what my dad's trying to do to my daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
Trying to make her a lesbian from the get-go.
Rather a lesbian.
That's the Republicans nowadays. Rather be a lesbian than date a black guy.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Are you with me?
I'd rather her be gay than date a black guy. Than bring home a black fella.
Yeah, he's on pills, folks.
Bring home a Muslim. I mean, suicide bomb my car. If my daughter brings a slim. And what the next topic is? Continue.
I'm not being
racist. That was Patreon only, right? We're editing.
Yeah, we're Patreon.
Nice.
Let's move on to Mr. Peter Flaherty. He's the chairman for the National Legal and Policy Center, which is just like a...
Sounds shady.
It sounds shady. Yeah,
it's like an ethics company. I don't know if it's a nonprofit, but it's basically designed to try and make sure that legislation is passed in an ethical manner.
If you're an ethical company at this point, I'm worried about what's happening behind closed doors.
Behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Right.
Something is going on, which is why you want to preach that you're so... Yeah.
Behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would never advocate for a positive change you weren't a total freak.
We're just making sure they're doing this the right way.
Yeah. Because we've seen it. We've seen what happens when it's the opposite.
When it's the wrong way.
Oh, it's sad. It's sickening.
Yeah. It's.
I hate it.
And, And so this gentleman, Mr. Peter Flaherty.
Mr. Peter Flaherty?
Pain Pill Peter Flaherty.
Wouldn't doubt it, dude.
He's
flirting with those pills.
He's flirting with those pills, dude.
He got arrested at founded in 1991, the National Legal and Policy Center promotes ethics in public life through research, investigation, education, and legal action. He got arrested at the Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting.
Whoa.
Berkshire Hathaway is the one run by Warren Buffett.
Good guy.
He's
got good music.
Oh, yeah.
For saying this.
We know how much Bill Gates cares about children. He met and traveled with Jeffrey Epstein. Many times
a mixed reaction goes up from the crowd.
Yeah, they're very good.
The Gates Foundation may be the largest single donor to the dark money machine.
There's a guy out there. Cut him off! Cut him off! I'm on that list! Cut him off!
That's crazy.
He's my good friend.
Dude, we got to fucking put that guy on our shoulders and parade him around, dude.
Who was that guy? Where was he doing that at? Well,
Peter Flaherty. Mm-hmm. And he was at the Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting to present a proposal for a particular... His proposal was to make a separate position for the CEO and the like owner or whatever. Because those are both occupied by Warren Buffett right now.
Gotcha.
And so he wants that separate. He wants the operations to be run by stakeholders and stuff. Yeah. Oh. And he gave all these because
get him on the pod.
Because so much of
come on, Peter.
Peter,
yeah. If you're listening,
Flaherty,
come on the pod. Yeah. It'll totally help your reputation.
Nothing but good things here.
Yeah, dude, we tell the truth.
Nothing but
the truth.
And he was legitimately arrested for that. They fucking arrested his ass like trespassing. Yeah,
him.
Yeah, they trespassed.
Wasn't he invited? Don't you have to be invited to this thing?
Yeah, but I don't know. He was like
ran for the mic. Oh, he was speaking. They arrested him anyways for just talking like that after.
I don't know why. Like, damn. I don't know how they justified it.
That goes against the First Amendment, dude.
He's like the G.G. Allen of political speaking.
Maybe he snuck in there. Yeah,
he's gonna sue and say his First Amendment was
taken away from him.
Taken away from him.
Yeah.
You
took my First Amendment away.
I couldn't say,
guys. Hey guys, this isn't funny.
I haven't pooped in 3 days.
That would suck not being able to poop in 3 days.
I just wanted to point that out. That guy rules.
That is rule, dude.
That's fucking badass.
I'm glad they arrested him though.
Yeah, he needs to be jailed
because he can't be talking like that.
Yeah, no.
Just kind of disrupt the
not about Bill Gates.
Calmity of everything.
But absolutely yeah. Not disrupt about Bill the Gates,
seas, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Choppy water is so calm sea.
You think Bill Gates receives a notification about every time he's being talked about?
No, dude. Bill.
Just like a ding.
Yeah.
He's like, what did they say about me?
He's like, what the hell?
Arrest him right now.
Leave that, Melinda.
He has to push the shadow ban button on him.
Yeah. Then they die mysteriously. That's the shadow ban.
We all die mysteriously when it comes down to it. If you want to get real.
If you think about it.
If you drink a Moscow Mule for sure.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Moscow Mule dick. Ed Gale.
Ed Gale?
The Miz.
What's Gale getting up to?
What's Gale? What's good old Ed
Gale?
Ed Gale, dude. Yeah. What's going on?
Ed Gale, if you don't know, is the Midge who played Chucky or whatever we call him now, mini tiny peoples, little insignificant people. What's the word?
Somebody played Chucky?
What's the PC? Yeah, apparently.
In Chucky's way?
Apparently this here midget.
Small dwarf. Person.
Little person? Oh, yes, that's much less demeaning.
Height retarded.
He's one of them height retards.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Diameter autistic.
Size retard Ed Gale.
Size challenge.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Gets caught up in an online child predator sting.
Talk about child's play.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Nice one. Pain Bill Pete.
Pain Bill Pete. Bringing those drowsy jokes, baby. What's going on? Is this him touching kids?
This is him.
and the video of
masturbating a child.
And the proof of video.
Roll the tape.
Here's him getting busted.
Definitely underage.
It's not a doll, I'll tell you that.
¿Quién crees que eres?
He is sexual.
And so he just asked him if he's interacted with kids sexually online.
Looks like the lead singer of System of a Down, dude.
Is this Tiger Belly?
And that sound is Ed Gale is attached to a oxygen machine, a breathing machine.
Give me a ball. Thank you. Give me a ballpark. 9,842. I'm
going to
say 10.
I like how he's being a smartass about the question was how many children have you interacted with sexually?
He's like, 9,042.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe
I'm obviously kidding.
I'll say 10.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. That's the actual truth.
Like, I'm like, you're like, good.
15 to 30. I don't know.
The attitude.
Oh, God. Ed Gale, man.
Wow.
So.
Whoa, she's back. Finish off the pod. What's up? What's up? Oh, yeah. What's up, babe? Well, we're wrapping up. Give us one last good.
Hurrah,
unless
dude.
You want to start to talk about, do you want to talk about how we had you on as guests and your whole family disrupted our podcast? Or do you want to talk about
best
how
best family you'll ever have? So watch it.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. Cool.
Nope.
Cool in the breaks.
Thanks for coming to podcast, everyone.
So, Kinsey, we are looking at the original actor who played Chucky in Child's Play.
Was it a midget?
It was a midget. Ed Gale. And he has just admitted to having sexual...
With 9,374 kids.
Sexual online contact with...
Oh, sexually online.
With, he's admitted to 10, but he was a smartass about it.
Yeah. You wanted to brag first.
Yeah.
It's like 10,000.
Because the guy's all, you don't have to say the exact number. And he goes, thanks, 9,842. Jeez.
Okay, fine. I'm almost 10 kids. Big one. Yeah. How many have you done, kid? Mr. Senator?
Jesus.
He's like zero.
If I wasn't a midget, I'd molest a lot more.
I'm just not hot enough. Still Bradley in the fourth grade's hotter than me.
If I was in length challenged, I would have fucking touched
a lot of height retarded, dude.
10 kids, you talk sexually online.
I guess, yeah.
That's what you remember.
This is an intervention.
So there's more?
It's a sting.
Definitely no more than 10.
The 10 kids.
It's like you're asking me my weight right now.
Okay.
The last time I was weighed was too long ago.
So
and
how
I weigh 127.
How old
I'll tell
are
you
these?
I weigh about 120.
He's
how
fucking morbidly obese for his height, dude.
Oh, that I couldn't tell you. That I could not tell you.
What was the youngest?
That I could not tell you. But I will say, all under
you would be disgusted. That I cannot tell you.
He's all, but I will say all under 18. You're like, why?
Really?
Why would you say that? He just said that at the end there.
Yeah, dude, he's a real horror creature.
That I could not tell you. But I will say, all under 18.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Sweet brag.
Yeah. Humble brag, dude.
Dude, humble brag, dude.
Yeah. He's gonna let you know they're all under.
He's all, I couldn't incriminate myself specifically, but generally, I'll incriminate myself.
You guys playing the over 18 field? I'm the under 18. Yeah. So...
There's a height limit. Yeah,
what do you want from me?
He's like a pervy Oompa Loompa to his voice.
Yeah, that's sad.
He
smokes
six Oompa
Loompa. He's got my haircut too, which sucks.
Diddling kids.
I've got a finger in your ass. Sorry.
You make me uncomfortable.
That's good.
You said right here, red, it will match your butts.
Yeah, we talked about spanking back.
Oh, so
yeah,
you're spanking so hard until his butt is red?
You don't have to spank
that
his
hard.
Butt?
You don't have to spank that hard, he said.
You don't have to spank it hard.
Kids' butts actually redden a lot quicker than adults' butts.
He's all, why would you say
that's
that?
That's why I like it so much.
He's all, you were talking to these kids sexually? Yeah, about spanking them? Yeah. Hard? Oh, no, you don't have to spank it hard. Why do you say it? You're gross.
It can get red without spanking hard, you pervert. You twisted freak.
Jesus Christ.
Damn, dude. The seed of Chucky's all in his kids.
Well, that's what you just said. You said his butt's going to be red.
Yeah, but look at me. Watch my hand. You know, you can do that.
Ooh.
My hand will turn red. Or you can just do this. And it will turn red after time.
So you're going to do it for a very, very long time until it turns red? Or are you gonna...
Oh my. Fat belly, too?
I want to throw up, dude. Because it's crazy... So out of his mind, he's giving examples of how he spanks kids.
Literally,
in a sting operation, trying to get this guy arrested. He's like, I don't spank them like this. That's ridiculous. He's like this.
I give him a little love tap.
And he goes, and it will turn red over time. You know what I'm saying?
And my
no,
dick.
Dude.
I don't know what the fuck you're saying, dude.
Fucking psycho.
And the other guy's like, so you're playing the long game with him, huh?
And now, so there's all that. LAPD refused to make an arrest due to his health conditions.
That's hilarious.
A midget.
He's
we don't have a
they're like,
cell.
Of course he's.
He will sneak
we
through.
Don't, we don't have cuffs to fit him.
And they're like, who else would want to fuck this thing?
They're like, we assumed he was a child predator.
We assumed he was a child.
Nobody else will touch this guy. Yeah. Hey, mister, you're so cool.
He's a child-sized predator.
True. He has all the right furniture in his house for children.
Yeah,
he's like, come sit on my kitchen table.
His counter.
What's the guy? Can you take a seat? Catch a predator.
Oh yeah,
Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen goes to this guy's house, and it's like a little fucking like a little play set it's of a like a dining table. He has a fake kitchen.
He's like, sitting there with like a small cup of tea.
It's a little, it's a little price fucking kitchen set.
So you said you were going to spank the boy.
You're burning the eggs.
Thank you.
Oompa loompa diddly kids.
Wow.
You're fascinating to talk to.
So one last thing that I have to roll out on that I thought was pretty interesting, just so that we're not ending on child predators.
It's a roll of dice. Either child predators or racism in this podcast. So.
We went.
I am not being racist.
Like the whole pod, we just avoided racism this time.
That's not true. That's not true.
Made fun of a white supremacist Mexican gay guy.
Oh, yeah.
We made fun of transgender people.
Yeah.
I made multiple black
jokes. We were hella racist that on this podcast. Terrible
you said about. The people that died in Allen weren't significant to because they were of different skin.
Oh, yeah. Good. Well, I'm glad that we're staying on brand.
Well, that wasn't a joke.
¿Quién crees que eres?
What are we ending on, dude? What was the last thing?
Yeah.
I got fucking protein style 2x3 at my house waiting for me.
Yeah, is that what you call her a pussy? Got that protein.
I got that protein style, dude.
2x3. Stack, dude.
Stack, dude. Extra cheese, if you know what I mean.
Big potato loaded.
Smells like onions.
I love how much that disturbed him. He's like, ugh. He like had an experience.
Audibly groaned.
He's like, it is onions.
Homeless people just need compassion.
That's it. That'll solve it. And with that, folks, no, I'm just kidding.
So that's
kill
the
homeless.
That's the last. That's the ending theme that we're going with. Homeless people just need compassion, says somebody.
I can dig into this for sure.
Says somebody who just got murdered by a homeless person.
Aww. Who's too compassionate.
Mary Vinny on Twitter posted a tweet here. I'm telling you. Somebody's going to start internalizing these unsheltered homeless people are just like you and me. They just need a compassionate helping hand narratives and get themselves killed. She was responding to a...
Do you drink a Moscow Mule by chance?
She was responding
she
to...
She shot up a Moscow Mule, dude.
She was responding to a thread, like a tweet about when altruistic Twitter discourse, not based in reality, talks you into inviting unstable strangers into your home. A woman posted this here.
First of all, if you invite a homeless person into your home, you are an insane person. Yeah. I'm sorry. And I have compassion for homeless people. Not a lot of them. A couple of them.
Not most of them, yeah.
Not most of them. Like the general percentage is not most of them. 15 to 30 of them.
15 to 30. That's a good number.
I've had compassion for a homeless person.
We have one right now.
I did that once.
She got that protein style 2x3. I led her right into the house.
That's what this seems like to me. I'm thinking this is actually a fella that's writing this. I let a homeless woman stay in my home for several days before kicking her out.
She paid me with sex.
Maybe. Now I feel ashamed of myself and guilty. That's the
whoa,
hell.
Why?
The guilt because of the sex.
The sex.
That's right. So, I mean, maybe. I don't know, but that's what it
seems like.
What's
up with onions? Imagine like. A homeless person's pussy, dude. That's fucking rank onions.
That shit smells
he's
like
all,
that's
he's 2 weeks old. I'll take her, I'll shower her off, dude. You know what I mean?
It smells like feta, dude.
She'll be so happy to be indoors.
You can bathe the stinky dog. It's still going to be stinky.
Right down on it, dude.
I'm telling you.
So true. A couple weeks ago, I came across a woman who was asking for help to be driven to a church. She was going from place to place trying to find a pastor who would get her a place to stay.
Two red flags I've already seen.
Which religious. One?
Church and
homeless.
Well, I allowed her to come into my car and I took her to that church. There was one thing I wanted to ask to circle back because you just reminded me of it, the red flag thing. When we were watching that woman describe being raped by Donald Trump, you immediately went, she's lying.
Yeah.
Why?
Because she wasn't looking at the camera.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was having a conversation with Anderson Cooper.
That's the thing. Like when she like would look at him, it wasn't when she was explaining herself, from my point of view. Yeah.
And then aside from that, she was dead staring his ass. So that's
yeah,
an interesting...
I don't know. That's just what I thought.
Mm. So everybody who alleges rape is lying, is what you're saying?
If they can't look you in the eye.
If they can't look you in the eye.
I mean, there's a lot of them. If there's they a can't lot of people look, who get raped, so I don't know.
If they can't look the rapist in the eye, then they were are lying about it.
Yeah,
then,
no.
The rapist ain't coming.
They obviously deserve it.
They can't look the, if they can't look the rapist in the eye, then the rapist ain't coming, dude.
If they can't carry the rapist baby, then they deserve to burn. They deserve to burn in hell. I'm sorry.
This is beliefs. This is ethical beliefs.
Beliefs. I'm just saying.
Right wing death squad.
This isn't me. This is the Bible. It's not me. I didn't come up with this shit. Yeah, so right, why are you attacking
it
me?
Was Matthew 24:14.
Carry the rape child, baby to birth, and carry it to school.
Exactly. Planned Parenthood is the left wing death squad.
True.
Hashtag Kanye.
Planned Parenthood should be a school in poor neighborhoods.
Well, I allowed her to come into my car.
And I came into her.
And I took her to that church. No luck. We tried other churches.
What do you mean, no luck?
No luck.
That's actually,
he didn't get lucky at the church.
Jesus wasn't give it there, up. Dude.
That protein smelled too bad. Three smells like shit.
That's disgusting.
We tried other churches, no luck. Eventually, I told her she could stay the night at my place.
Oof. Oof.
And she did.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on. Nice warm bath.
Homeless
for...
lady. touching on booty.
Homeless lady.
Homeless lady.
Sexy lady.
Stinky lady.
Stinky pussy.
Two stinky pussy.
Wrap that penis
two times, baby.
I expected her to be okay. I expected her to be gone after that, but she left some of her.
I expected a homeless person to just be gone. Like, all right, I'm gonna go to my other house on a bench somewhere.
Yeah, dude. What a sentence.
I'm going to take you into my house, give you a warm bath, a nice bed to lay on. I expect her to be gone.
I expect her to not exist in the morning. She's because not a fucking, this is insane.
She's not a Tinder date, dude. You just boot out after you fuck.
I don't kill spiders. I don't kill bed bugs, dude. Fine. Bring a bed bug into your apartment.
What I'm not an exterminator.
What a crazy sequence. I told her she could stay the night at my place, and she did. I expected her to be gone after that. Like, what? Dude, what are you saying? Yeah.
We wanted a quick turnaround.
But she left some of her things in my home. So was she gone and she left the things in the home, or was she not gone?
What do you think about homeless people? Do they leave things everywhere?
Time.
What things did she have?
They're in a different time clock. A homeless person has a very different perspective of time.
She's like, I left my empty can of Red Bull over there. I was going to use that for an ashtray later. I got to come back and get it.
I was going to piss in it.
Yeah. I left my thirst buster at your house.
I left my right molar in there.
My bottom dentures are in your sink.
I forgot them.
My Justin Casey needle I left under your
I think I left my left toenail at your bathroom sink.
And my glue.
This is awkward. I left my Elmer's glue in your bathroom under the sink.
It's right next to my toenail.
I'm working on an art project. I think it's really going to turn this shit around.
Turn this shit around.
You had sex with a homeless chick.
All right.
All right. That was fun.
During this time, she's completely filled.
There's more to the story?
Jesus. Yeah, dude. A few days later, she returned, and I allowed her to sleep a few more days in my home.
Start charging this bitch rent.
This guy's hot.
During this time, she's completely filled trash cans multiple times, messed with my thermostat, and has been generally hard to deal with.
Sounds like they're married now.
Sounds like a Democrat.
I had to get her to leave. I mean, what are these complaints also? Like, this is the best possible outcome of allowing a vagrant homeless person into your home.
You know how I would get rid of a homeless person? I get Uber Eats, say leave it in the driveway, have the homeless person go out and get it, and then just
lock your door.
And then open the curtain and just...
Yeah, just like...
Sorry.
Just shoo them away.
Time's over.
Yeah. Yeah, and just like, oh, and has been generally hard to deal with and like filled my trash cans. It's just like, what are you...
Yeah, well,
that's the best possible thing that could have happened.
You have a roommate.
It could have been a lot worse with a homeless person.
It really
yeah,
could've.
You could have walked so out. She's
actually a respectable homeless lady there.
Yeah.
I would actually house that homeless person.
Yeah.
This actually at sounds least she like wasn't living like, with CJ.
Pretty much. I am generally hard to deal with.
This past Friday night, I got home from work and locked the doors. She spent her day hours doing...
she duplicated the key.
doing who knows what away from where I live.
She took a trip to Home Depot to make a key. A spare key.
I heard her banging loudly on the door and calling my phone constantly.
She's got a phone?
Obama phone.
Of course.
I ignored it all.
Obama. Cricket.
Cricket drop would have been great on that.
I ignored it all and didn't answer her. It gave me a lot of anxiety.
Just trying to ghost her.
Thinking she'd try to get violent or break in.
That's what I'd be afraid of.
Yeah.
I think that's the main concern.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why you don't let these kind of people into your fucking home.
The scoundrels, dude.
So he left her shit outside. She kept calling all day, and now he's all, am I a bad... He's asking Reddit if he's a bad person for how he handled
it. Did he post this on Am I the Asshole?
on Truth Network or whatever it's called.
Truth Social.
He's all,
put that truth out there.
He's all, I feel like I did something cruel and heartless, but at the same time, I couldn't deal with her anymore. I couldn't bring myself to talk to her about it.
You broke up with a homeless person, dude.
It's hard with a homeless person.
Yeah, he's leaving out that he fucked this lady, for sure.
Oh, yeah. She got attached.
A feta cheese puss, dude.
And now there's a couple of other retards who have let fucking homeless people into their house.
That's great.
Reminds me of the time... Reminds me of the time I offered a homeless man who was outside of my job at 10 p.m. from my car because I always saw him sleeping on the hard ground with nothing. He then proceeded to grab my wrist, tried to break into my car, and made aggressive sexual comments at me.
That's why we show no compassion for homeless people, dude.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is why we're not supposed to show compassion for homeless people. You hand them an arm, they take a leg, dude.
I pretend they don't exist. Do you want to know a tip? The homeless won't bother if you pretend they don't exist. Yeah. They're so strung out on drugs. If you don't think they exist, they don't know they exist. I'm like, this person has no idea I'm here.
Yeah.
They're not even shell-shocked or anything.
Look through them.
If you look through them, because they're not people. It's easy.
They're fucking zombies.
Yeah. Worse than zombies, dude. I'd give a zombie a house to sleep.
I'd
give him a cot. Give a zombie a meal.
You can lock a zombie in. Yeah.
Zombies in a drug addict failure, dude.
At least the zombie's going to leave, dude.
Zombies on hard times.
Yeah. Zombies.
A homeless person's
just
not
died.
Redeemable. Yeah. Irredeemable.
Even if they were in the war. Amor.
We'll see you next week.
We've got a litany of homeless stories to end on really quick if you want to go through them.
We're at 1:30, dude.
It's up to you.
I'm hungry. I got a 2x4 at my house, dude.
A 2x3, dude. Just getting bigger by the
As we roll out, I'll just read some headlines.
All right.
And I don't know how.
Where do we save them for next week?
I feel like
dude.
There should be music over because it's about this story. I feel like there should be music or something, right?
Okay. Do you believe in magic in a young homeless soul? Believe in the touch and let it go in magic.
Yeah.
Do you believe
in beaten to death
the homeless soul
by homeless
begging
man
for money
living in his backyard?
Begging for food.
Corner store.
They are liars.
New York City
they
woman
are pieces of trash that shouldn't be here.
By just homeless man staying with her.
They're not even real people.
Do you believe they're homeless?
Transient couple.
Or have
guilty
a car parked around the block from the corner store.
To
they're not homeless.
Good Samaritan.
Living in their cars.
Living off the rich meal, stealing their cars.
Homeless man kills Colorado mother who took him in.
Amor y paz.
You make me uncomfortable.
That guy's name was Terry, by the way.
Terry!
Yeah. Just like my friend Terry who killed his mom.